Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 Show, an off the glass and out edition of the Senior Hockey Top 10. Fellas going to keep it high and tight here this week as we bring you the Senior Hockey Top 10 for General Well Servicing. This show, though, as always, brought to you by our title sponsors. Fellas, who wants to help me out with all of the mainline locations?
I can be location guy.
Let's hear it.
We got Rosetown, GM. Kindersley, GM. Kindersley just got the GM store. Then in Rosetown, we have the Dodge Jeep Ram store, Southie. The brand new mainline Southie. That's a Dodge Jeep and Ram. And Manitou mainline in Watrous. They got all your Dodge Jeep Ram needs.
The gist of what the fellas got going on right now is the box of chocolates, boys. We've mentioned it on the show yesterday. The golden ticket. Enter to win $2,000, 5 tickets at each store. That's if you buy any new or used vehicle. There are tons of deals at Southie, Kindersley, Rosetown, all the way through. Go check them out. There's different deals at different stores, but they're all unbelievable.
Gotcha.
I think, the thing to say is they're all worth the drive, right? Every time, guaranteed to the King of Trucks. In any of those communities, we appreciate their support. We appreciate them being a part of everything we do. And like I mentioned off the top, General Well Servicing going to bring us the top 10 at the end. If you're just joining us, maybe you didn't listen to last week. Last week was our first Senior Hockey Top 10 of the year. We'll at the end, like I mentioned, get into this week's top 10, and we'll recap last week's. Of course, the Keniston Blizzard looking to stay at number one. Spoiler alert. Find out if they do. But lots going on, fellas, in senior hockey, and there's starting to be some drama. It's like reality TV show 2.0 now in some of these leagues. It's like the Real Housewives of Regina Beach in the House Husbands, maybe, in the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League. That's one big story going on.
Is that where we want to start? Is that our Great Western Brewing Original 16 lead story? Yeah, it is an absolute gonger what's going on in the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League. Now, I know back in the day, and we've all heard this, there was teams pulling this, say, oh yeah, just get you a box number. We'll get you a box number. You know, or you're living at the old farm somewhere, right? Well, it's hot and heavy in the Sask Valley. What team do we start with? Like, is
Coppell
it
Valley? Yeah.
The Coppell, yeah, Highway League. Do we start with Raymore, the new guys? The new guys are in trouble.
Yeah, I think Raymore and Salvi could almost be Raymore and Salvi both got into trouble. Obviously, they played last weekend. Raymore won, but Raymore has now forfeit that game. And why don't you get into why?
So on the Raymore side, Ryan Cruz, registered as a resident of Grand Coulee, information gathered by the league office determined Ryan lives in Regina.
Regina.
Oh. Experience Regina.
Ryan has been dropped off Raymore's roster, and there isn't an elite spot to move to. Fine, 100 smackers, suspension for Mathieu. I don't even know how to say his last name. Mihalsik, 30 days. And Raymore, yeah, their win over Southie this past Friday. The place was packed, pumping. Heard there was over 500 there. Lights off. Lights off Linford. Killed him. So that game's now a forfeit in favor of Southie. Standings to reflect Southie win and Raymore loss. Player stats, though, stay the same.
So one thing, and I was talking to some insiders, if you want to call them, out of this league. One thing that confuses me is every league is a little bit different. And obviously we try and keep a small finger on the pulse of all the leagues. But from what I understand with this league, you're allowed 4 elite imports on top of your locals. I know the old Highway League used to be 6, but when they joined with the Coppell Valley, it went down to 4, I believe is when that happened. So anybody who lives in Regina is automatically going to be, I guess if they played that level hockey, elite import. There's no grandfather rule, I don't think.
It's 3 years.
Is it 3 consecutive years in that community? Which,
yeah,
doesn't seem to happen with a lot of these young weapons. But, yeah, so
then Yeah. Should I get to Saudi's part and then we all have a big laugh?
Yes, sure. Saudi.
Okay, so Saudi's part in this, Tyler Ludwar, registered as a resident of Regina Beach. Again, like you said, Regina Beach is the hotspot. Upon further review, Tyler does not live in Regina Beach.
Well, he does. He does, probably in the summer, but you can't use your boarded up trailer that's winterized for your winter residence.
The common theme for a lot of this is what I'm hearing is exactly that. And we're going to get into the other teams, is people just basically went out to these cabins. They're winterized. You know, there's no tracks to the snow. It's a good try, but in 2023, pretty tough to do. Yes. And then so on the Saudi side, Tyler's already moved to an elite import status. So they had a spot. So they just moved. They cheated. They tried to manipulate the system, but they're just going to have to move him into a slot. They get a $100 fine. Yet Raymore loses the game.
Like, I don't know who's more incompetent. And the funny thing is, Selby was taking jabs at Raymore on X on Twitter. And I kind of replied from the Nooner account. And I said, look, we love the chirping and it's all in good fun, but you guys maybe aren't the standard of proper roster.
Etiquette.
Yeah, so they had an empty import spot and they tried to sneak a guy through as a local who's an important one. They could have just put him in the slot. Obviously, they were looking to fill that import slot. Didn't get it filled. Somebody was saying too, like, and I don't want to speculate now and it's past, but when Bethune had some wagons, I think maybe there was a few Regina Beachers on the Bethune wagons from days gone by. It's not the first time this stunt has been pulled.
Really, it's called Long Lake. It's a long lake. There's lots of little places that you probably could have. Shane, you know that area.
I have a place on Long Lake, yeah, up the lake, Island View. But hey, we're Four Seasons. We're in and out all the time.
Where are you considered a local? Where are you considered a local?
Tough one busting me up there.
Herbert? Webb?
But, you know, hey, listen, speaking of this stuff, I had a guy this morning from Raymore that I was sitting with, and he had a good suggestion for some new possible rules for the import thing. He said, if your grandparents are there, you should be able to come back and play as a local. If your grandparents are there, or your parents, immediate family to your grandparents still live in the community, you should be able to come back and play as a local. I thought, hey, that's actually not a bad idea to keep things rolling there. Oh. It's not the worst idea.
No, so, it's going to get, yeah. Creative.
So there's another team who got in the biggest amount of trouble of them all. We're going to get to them. Maybe surprised a few people, but I'm just going to go out and say, like, I can't believe that Belcaris wasn't caught. I'm not accusing Belcaris of breaking rules, but I remember we heard at the start of the year, they didn't have one kid/man who grew up in Belcaris. No locals. It's like, well, how do they abide by the rules? Like, I'm just confused how they're able to get that done. But
well, then
move there, maybe
radius. It's all like the, what is it, 125 kilometer radius. And then you can say what towns you're taking in that. And then I found out that three teams, and this is what I heard, can take the same town. So let's say White City, exactly. Grand Coulee.
So it's funny. Like, I know that Belcaris has some locals that live in White City, allegedly live in White City. Allegedly. Well, if they're locals, they're locals to Balgoni. I know there's rules about the distance, but they're not locals to Belcaris. Like, it's, I don't know. It's all manipulation, if you ask me.
It's a bouncing ball, as they say. So do we want to get to to Lumsden now?
Yeah, let's move over to the big shockwaves.
They are going to get spanked. They're going to get the strap the worst. Ty Brown, not eligible for local status, moved to Lumsden after September 1st. Now, see, I don't agree with that. The guy legit moved. He's actually living there. He's using the sewage and everything. I think
yes,
there should be an exception.
So I just want to chime in. Somebody I talked to said him and Dawson McCauley now live in Lumsden. Apparently, from what I heard, one of them bought a house and the possession date was September 15th. Like, let's bend a rule for something like that. Come on. If this is true, and I've heard that one of them, if not both, have appealed to Hockey Sask to say, look, we purchased this home. The possession date was September 15. It was purchased before September 1st. Is this the exception to the rule?
Are they living in, like, together? Is it like a hockey house? Are they having, like, parties and shit?
I think one guy bought it and one guy is, like, renting out the basement type thing.
Yeah. Fun. Place for the boys to go. Okay. Yeah. So then, Ty Brown, not eligible. Dawson McCauley, local status no longer approved as they determined Dawson's primary residence is in Regina. Appeals committee upheld this decision.
Wow.
So that's two for Lumsden. And then another big one, Bryce Platt registered as a resident of Regina Beach after reviewing information, probably going out there.
Boarded up trailer.
Yeah. Bryce lives in Regina. It's been determined.
So
appeals committee upheld that decision.
So him and Hirschbink, Jake?
Jacob Hirschbink, I guess.
Former bartender, oh, Regina, not a big deal. So is Platt, actually. Both of their parents have places at Regina Beach. From what I understand, they are places that could be potentially lived in throughout the year, but they don't live there. But that's what they put on their local status. Apparently, one of them has Regina Beach on, this is just what hearsay, on their driver's license, and it was still deemed not good enough.
I want to know who's putting the K's on their cutlass to determine all this stuff. Like somebody's putting some serious miles on to figure this out.
Maybe they rented a chopper.
Maybe Fowles rented it out.
I want to know where the $100 fines go.
Where does that money go to?
Gas money for all the Regina Beach trips. Wonder if back whoever did these, the like, is that fish and chips place open all year?
I was just going to ask
Bluebird.
That.
The Bluebird. No, she shuts down. She shuts down. No and chips.
I was just going to ask, do they save their receipts from the fish and chips
place? The Bell Valley Highway Hockey executives submit receipts, hundreds of dollars at the fish and chips spot.
$100 fine paid for the fish and chips.
So Jacob and Bryce, Jake from State Farm, as we call them around the Royal Regina. So Monarchs either need to drop McCauley, Platt, or Hirschbink from the active roster or move them to elite status and drop three other elite imports. There is some guys available.
So apparently one of their other imports in league MVP, Kevin 2-4-2-4, is injured, and it sounds like he couldn't play until the new year. So they've already dropped him just because he doesn't know that he'll be able to meet the minimum games at all this season.
Yeah.
So it sounds like one of those spots opens up. I believe that one of those players is waiting for an appeal from Hockey Saskatchewan, but I think the Platt, Hirschbink, I think those are going to be tough.
I'm picturing, I think, a room full of executives and ties and a nice boardroom. And I bet you this just happened in the, like, around one of those little rickety tables at a hockey rink, with guys in hoodies and toques and sorels
in the back room, which is actually like attached to the curling rink.
And one guy started smoking.
So I've only spoken to one source who I would say is probably on the Lumsden side of this argument.
Right.
And I was told that there was a league meeting with everybody but Lumsden. And they're like, okay, what do you guys think we should do with these guys? And these Lumsden people thought that they should have been represented at the meeting as well.
100%.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Okay. It gets a little bit better for Lumsden, or to our fish and chips claim. They pulled Lumsden's performance bond. This will be replaced by a check to the league for $1,000.
Wow.
So Highway Hockey League team, Southie Bethune-Lumsden, had a $400 bond as long as they kept a good standing with the league. It forfeited replacement of $1,000, getting in line with the other clubs. So Lumsden's also on probation for the remainder of the 23-24 season, including playoffs. I wonder what that means. Like, how bad do you have to fuck up to?
They got their 2 out of 3 strikes, maybe? 1 out of 2?
Like, is it just a player thing now? Or if they, like, get into a, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
The execs will be hitting up Valley Pizza and Loves, and they make a nice deep dish there too.
Do they?
Oh, it's so good.
Sneaky.
Yeah, it's real good.
And then league member clubs executives will discuss and determine at the spring meeting, which I heard is at the Bluebird, if probation status will continue into next season. So that is everything. I think that is a lot for the Long Lake Coppell Valley.
A lot's happening this week.
The Regina Beach League.
If you do want a good spot in Lums, by the way, Freebird Cafe, just across from Jerky Boys there. It's pretty good.
That's okay.
It's pretty good. I think there's a few other teams waking up in the middle of the night, wonder if they're going to be the next to be caught in the middle of it all in the Coppell Valley
Highway. Yeah, really? Guys are going out with sweats. Heaters. They're going out with heaters. They're like hiring the homeless people that we see in the garbage dumps at Real. They're like, can you just go hang out here? If someone comes, Vandalay Industries. No, Vandal, what? No, you're way off. Anyway, Seinfeld fans will get that.
Before we move on from this league, I just wanted to say a couple big games this weekend. Friday night, here's one to check out. Belcaris home to Milestone, two of the top teams in the standings.
Yeah, okay.
A little closer to home, the Bethune Bulldogs head into Balgonie on Friday. And Lumsden, let's see how Lumsden comes out firing. We'll see who they have in their lineup. Home to Selby. So two teams making headlines, playing 8:30 Friday night in Lumsden, then some games Saturday as well. So lots happening in the old QVVHHWL.
If you're around Lumsden and if you're from Regina Beach, go there on Saturday for that salted caramel whiskey launch. It's going to be great. Go check out the house that Macaulay and those guys bought.
See if anyone's living. See if there's any tire tracks on the drive.
Activity.
People are getting down. They're tasting it. That's fresh. That's fresh, Jim.
Little salt on there. That came off the highway.
Yeah. That's what they use in Regina Beach.
It's Regina Beach salt right there.
Following players home from the games to see where they go to.
GPS stuck on them underneath.
Yeah. Apple AirTags. Anyway, okay, sorry, we're getting sidetracked here. What league are we going to next?
Can I
blast through the Twin River?
Do it.
Yep, sure, go ahead.
All right, so we got the undefeated teams right now. Allen at 2-0 leading the East Division. We got Willow Cree and Rosthern still 3-0 in the West Division. Last weekend, not a lot for when it comes to close games. So Clavette shaded Bruno 3-2. But I think that was actually the week before. Anyway, I want to get into a game this weekend, fellas. It is a battle of the unbeatens going down on Saturday night, 8 p.m. at the Allen Arena. Allen is home to Rosthern. So the leader in the East and the 3-0 team from the West going at it. That should be your game of the week in the 2020. And give a quick plug to that Connor Navrat still leading 11 points leading league. So that's your 2020. Sorry, we'll give more on it the next time around.
The old Navarot rug. What a weapon that guy is.
Good one.
Thanks. I was holding on to that one for a week.
Really?
Hey, Saska Elta Hockey League out there, Border League. I wonder if they've got any behind the scenes to see which guys are living in Lloydminster and which maybe live out in Kitscotty in Port Wise.
Great paralyzer in Kitscotty.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Lane Young. Yesterday on our show, our full show, we gave away the player of the week to one of those weapons out in Grenfell in the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League. But how about a shout out for Lane Young with the Paradise Hill Hawks? Had a weekend, boys. 13 points in two games. Ooh, both of those games, blowouts against Kitscotty. I think he had 7 one night, 6 the next night. So shout out Lane Young leading that league in points. Leading the league in standings, the Wainwright Wrestlers, who I know we all have a little bit of a soft spot for. Nice lids. They are 4-0. They get Kitscotty and Elk Point this weekend. So I think Wainwright's going to be 6-0 when we do this next week. So making a statement. St. Walburg, they're going to be a wagon from what I understand. They have only played one game, though. They're 10-3 win over Meadow Lake. former Saskatoon Blades standout Darian Dersinski, who was a cast off of Kindersley. I don't know if you guys remember him and his brother jump ship last minute to St. Walberg. He had 5 points in his only game so far this season with his new team. And then just a couple games coming up this weekend that I thought are games of the week for Richie Brother potential in that league. You got Meadow Lake with one game in Pea Hill and one game in Walberg. And I'm wondering if they, actually, I don't know where the games are. I'm not going to lie. That's the two teams they play. So I'm sorry if maybe one's at home, but I'm just wondering if Meadow would do like a little road trip. Like, is there a place they could crash in Paradise Hill, or do they drive all the way back? Not that it's that far.
Yeah, I'd like to know. I'd like to see the map.
Maybe I think they go home.
Maybe a crash or a motel, a motor inn.
Maybe go to Turtle Lake for the night. But yeah, that's the Sask Alta Hockey League. Love those guys out there.
Belts, take it away with one of your Div 2, Div 3 specials.
What do we hit? Let's go Nautic U, fellas. Hey, we already know that Assiniboia lost. We talked about it on the show yesterday. Let's, like, the over-under on that is could be blown here already. Like, you guys didn't think they'd lose a game this year. I said they're going to lose two. And, yeah, lost one already to Hodge. Hodge took them down. But the big story out in the queue is Glentworth and their goalie, Miguel Merritt, 1.45 goal against average with a shutout. They're 2-0, the department store leading the Wood River Division.
Miguel. Freaking right. I heard Glentworth. You ever been in that ring? I heard that has an unbelievable rink burger.
I haven't for a while.
That's the guy that they sent in the photo where he's like, he drives a Zamboni, makes the burgers, smokes darts, I think. Big heavy set gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Stocky. How far
like
is
a brick shit house?
How far is Glentworth?
Got to be a ways.
Like two?
Deep south. Deep south.
Like, could somebody bring us wrapped in tinfoil? We had the Boston creams would make it from. I'm serious. Yeah. I gotta try these things. And if they have a good gravy. That's the only two things I like trying. Rink burgers and gravy.
Nice gravy. Yeah, anyway. So Friday, Assiniboia, maybe get some of the boys, the Moose Jaw boys. Assiniboia is down in Glentworth on Friday. So we'll see. Hey, Glentworth's 2-0. If the goalie keeps kicking, Assiniboia could have two L's.
Wow.
First three games, that would be done. Your guys' prediction would be out the window.
Big time.
Hodge is down in Gravelburg this weekend. Our boys from Rollo, our fellas, the Nautique fellas, we like the Rollo Ramblers there in Cornac. And the Radville Avonlea game has been postponed, rescheduled to a later date. So that's what we got going on this Friday.
Give us a little extra on Cornac. What can you tell us about those guys?
Cornac?
Yeah, well, give us a little something.
How's Cornac buzzing this year? The one win. One game, one win.
Just a little more. Give us a couple names or something.
You want to name drop some Cornac stuff?
Mike Elder used to play there back in like the 2000s.
Chris Bartlett's there. He had four apples.
Chris Bartlett. That name sounds familiar.
Who else would you guys might know off that? Curtis Knoll. He had a goal and an apple the other night.
Knowlesy.
A couple pims.
Okay,
Garrett Foley.
Oh.
Remember that name?
Old Tough man guy. Foley. Yeah.
I say this because there's a Twitter account, CDC Hockey, and I believe they're based out of Coronac. They give us the odd chirp on Twitter. They said a month or two ago, Div 3's hot. Here's to hoping more than a minute blurb on every Monday nooner about the Nautic U this season. So kind of taking question to your reporting, Shane, on Twitter.
We went a minute on cheeseburgers alone.
Yeah. Derek or Dakota Foley's their tendy, one game, one win, three goals against. So solid decor. Solid decor back there. Josh Hansen, he had 15 pims there the other night, too. So boys are fighting. They're scrapping tough down there.
This CDC guy was the guy who said, to quote the Monday Nooner, just Assiniboia that's leading a bunch of shitty teams. Div 3 up for grabs. So love the passion out there, CDC Hockey on X. And, man, the Q got their money's worth this week. Yeah. Hopefully CDC is satisfied with your reporting.
Full slate Friday. Like we just mentioned, there's also another full slate on Saturday. Check out nauticuhockeyleague.com. They have a great website. Whoever runs that, hats off. It's really, really good. So go check it out. They do a great job there, and get all the other information that we have not given you. It'll be there.
Right on. Good job.
All right. Quickly here, we'll go through the Champions League. Sask Valley Hockey League for Western Sales. Green locations in, I will try, Outlook, Elrose, Rosetown, Davidson.
Central Butte,
the five pack.
You know what? They're hiring at those locations.
Every single one.
Service technicians.
You got it.
A lot of perks, right? They get a boot and tool allowance, like we talked about on yesterday's show. Really good job in your small town. You get to work for a awesome company, Western Sales, John Deere dealer. They've been doing it since 1947. This ain't no fly by night. Location of John Deere dealerships. This is a family run 1947 type business. So,
and it's also not just like people thinking John Deere, all these huge combines, these huge tractors. They got lawnmowers, they got little riding mowers, they got everything there.
Probably right? Shit to help with snow,
right?
Push snow.
Well, they do snow. They got blades there. They'll have snow blowers that attach to these things. They'll have push snow blowers. They'll have everything. So don't just think you can just get big equipment there. They'll probably have all of it. And if they can't get it, they'll be able, or they don't have it, they'll be able to get it in.
Western Sales strikes me as the kind of company that has a real, each location has a real kick-ass Christmas party.
I bet they all come together for one.
Oh, really?
They're only the about what a couple hours here? Apart. Yeah.
Are we talking some action?
Yeah, I'd go that.
Big bus.
So they bus everyone to one location. All right. Someone from Western Sales needs to let us know. Okay. Sask Valley Highway or Sask Valley Hockey League for Western Sales. Nice game November 10th, boys. Rosetown shading Eston. The Pretenders shaded by Rosetown. Overtime goal from none other than Jordy Johnson, assisted by Morgan Sparks. So that was a big game going into the long weekend on Saturday. You know what? The boys from Craik are finding out, right? And to their own admission on Twitter, you know, they're finding out. Eston hammered up on them Saturday, 8-2. Davidson getting by Outlook 7-5. But then, on Sunday, Kyle hammered on Rosetown. Okay, so quickly on the standing side, obviously Keniston Blizzards lead 3-0. So are the Central Butte Flyers, though, fellas. And Keniston's got five guys in the top 10 leading scorers. West Division, the Dynamos are leading the way there 2-0. But the game I like this weekend in the Valley, no doubt. There's a game playing right now as we record this on Wednesday, Outlook and Davidson. But I like the game on Saturday, Kyle in Davidson, 8 p.m. at the AGT Memorial Coliseum. 8 o'clock. Kyle, Davidson, Western Sales, Sask Valley Highway Hockey League. Sask Valley Hockey League. Go and check out a game in that beauty of a league. Champions League.
I think this is the time in the show where you guys discuss how far the towns are away from each other and what grid road is the best take on a plus temperature night when the roads might be a little muddy.
Can we just give a little plug for play now? If we were gambling right now, recording this Wednesday night, Brandon, you had a Leon Draisaitl first goal bet.
Yeah. McDavid got it.
Oh, did he? I thought Draisaitl got it. It's 3-1, but it's early. It's still third period to play. I hammered Seattle for some reason.
Tonight. Looking good.
Yeah. I need it. Again. So play now sportsbook, official sportsbook of the Monday Nooner. The code is Nooner. $10 minimum bet on that code and you get 50 free in the sports book and 50 free to play on the slots or the roulette like I was into. And it is Saskatchewan's only legal gaming site. Please sign up. Helps the Nooner. They want rural Saskatchewan people on this thing. There might be an extra step, but it's okay. Once you're in, it is easy. Payments are easy. All the money stays in Saskatchewan. Playnow.com. Nooner the code, use your gaming sense and must be 19 years of age or over. And if you live in Regina Beach, we're checking out a special code for you.
Okay. And I want to just give a little, I want to ask you guys something. This Sunday, I know you don't follow it close, the Grey Cup. Winnipeg is 8.5 point favorites against Montreal. This is Winnipeg's fourth year in a row in the Grey Cup. -8.5 championship game. That's the number. The over under 47.
Grey Cup's always, it always surprises.
Yeah.
A lot of surprises in that game. So I would probably, I wouldn't go major unit. I would take Montreal for shits and giggles.
I would too for a little bit. I'd probably throw a little bit on Montreal.
I think they'll keep it close as well.
I take the under.
I'm not going to take Montreal on the money line, I don't think, but I think I'd take the points. Winnipeg's a big run the ball team. Montreal's got a good front, as they say. So what I like, and I don't know if they have these in the CFL or on play now, to be honest, I haven't looked yet, but it's like the props, right? I don't know if CFL does props. How long is the anthem going to be? But yeah, enjoy that if you're into
who's singing it?
Betting responsibly. I don't know. She's probably
a Canadian act. Buffy St. Marie. Sass Valley, where are we going? Big Six? Okay.
I'll get into the Big Six.
Sexy.
The Working Man's League. It's a big game last weekend. Early in the year, Redverse knocked off Carnduff opening weekend in Redverse. Return matchup was in Carnduff this past weekend. 8-6 win for Carnduff against the top five ranked, top six ranked Redvers Rockets. New import and former Federal League heavyweight fighter Alexander Soucy, who got brought in to work for General Well Servicing, led the way with 5 points, 2 goals, and 3 assists for the Red Devils. So paying dividends in the patch and also in the rink. Devin Carrier had a hat trick for Carnduff, so shout out player of the week. Mentioned for Devin as well. Two undefeated teams in the league right now with Red versus loss is Carlisle and Mooseman. And from talking to some guys out there, it seems like the upper tier is going to be Red versus Carlisle, Mooseman, and I guess you'd have to throw Carnduff in there after beating Red versus. Mooseman beat our boys in Mydale 14 Cobb this past weekend. Brock Trotter, Bud Holloway, lighting it up every single night for Mooseman. So they're going to be pesky. Carlisle, 13-3 win over Beanfate. Oxbow beat Wawota 15-16 in their opening game. Game of the week this week, Carlisle home to Redvers Friday night at the Carlisle Sports Arena. 8 o'clock Friday night. Worth a drive if you're in the Southeast. Two really good clubs out there. Two of the top three teams in the standings. Carlisle, Redvers Friday night.
Time for the White Mud Hockey League.
The Mud. Say, Shaunavon spanked Edonia 7-2, but Gull Lake crushed leader 11-3 last week. So that's all we got. Like, we figured Gull Lake's probably going to be the bell of the ball down there. But Shaunavon, you never know. They're always sneaky, right? So this Friday,
you said Edonia early in the year, in the preseason show. You were high on the Huskies.
I was?
Yeah.
Was like,
or whatever you were reading from whatever was sent in to you, said Edonia was going to be pesky.
Well, apparently not. Pesky enough. Sounds like Gull Lake. Hey, you can't. Straight you got to stick with the champs until somebody knocks off the champs, right? So stick with Gull Lake. Frontier is in Cabri this Friday. The Hawks from Maple Creek are in Shaunavon. That'll be a good game. I think that would be the game I'd want to be the best game, maybe we'll say, of the of the Friday night matchups, because Gull Lake's heading down to Edonia. So we'll see. Hey, if Edonia can beat Gull Lake on Friday, I'll retract. But I don't know. Got to stick with the champs. Until then, who knows? Saturday, Cabri is down at Edonia as well. So Etonia's got two games this weekend to prove themselves down.
That was a Div 3 update, to say the least.
Going mudding down there, yeah.
That was
very Div 3. Thank
Maple
you.
Creek, stinky bathroom.
It's so bad.
Okay. Sask East?
Yeah.
Sask West?
I got the Sask East up here. Do you have it up there?
You go nuts.
Bob's your uncle. Can't roller skate in a Buffalo herd. Theodore Buffalo is fired up this weekend. Defending champs. I think they play that song when they win or something. Roger Miller. You know that song? Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Come on.
I don't.
We're going to play that on the way out.
Okay.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. I can't believe you don't know that song. It's crazy. Country song from the 60s, I believe. Friday night, Theodore makes their season debut on the road in Priestville at the Priestville Skating Arena. Very great name. Priestville obviously struggling early this year. That, like I mentioned yesterday, is going to be probably 14-15 nothing. But I did see a picture from Priestville's home opener packed in the lobby. One of the intermissions or before the game, it was freaking packed in there, which is awesome to see a team come back to senior hockey after many years off and get the support they got.
No shit. That's awesome.
Friday night, they're home to the defending champs in Theodore. And Theodore gets their home opener Saturday night. The headlines just speak for themselves. Theodore home to Rokenville. Saturday night, home opener. Augie's boy is going to come in to the Buffalo Herd, and you know that's going to be a ring-a-ding-dong dandy. 8 o'clock, Theodore Remax Arena, a little sponsorship plug there.
Will Roger Whittaker be played? Is that who you said sang that song?
Roger Miller. Whittaker. Yeah, that's game of the week for Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. Always auction season. Land, equipment, farm equipment, construction equipment. You get it looked after with Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers in the game of the week out in Theodore. A bunch of other games, but yeah, that's definitely the one to watch out for Saturday night as they host Rokenville. And they got a bus now, so.
Yeah, sweet-ass bus. Okay, Belts, I think you've been following closely the Sask Prairie League. What's going on there?
Sask Prairie. Hey, Saturday boys, Miota beat Neilberg 7-5. This Friday, though, Miota is in Purdue. Beaver Blues from Battleford's in Redbury. So that gets fired up. Miota then travels over to Radisson Saturday, and Maidstone is in Redbury Saturday. So that's what we got going on over at Sask Prairie Hockey League.
I heard Neilberg put up 60 shots on Miota in that combines. Tight contest. Outshot him 60-45. So maybe Neilberg's going to be pesky. They got Live Barn out there too. Maybe we'll have to have a viewing party one night.
Check one out.
Good job. Nice high and tight update in the Prairie division. Hey, I'll go Sask West, not too far away. Some of those teams geographically, I don't have the exact distance between these two leagues on the grids, but Wilkie Outlaws still 5-0 undefeated, only undefeated team in the Sask West Hockey League. Kindersley and Edam, one loss each. Macklin Mohawks, crazy tough schedule to start. They're 0-2. They're one of the favorites in the league, but they've played two games and they got Edam and Wilkie. So two close losses, no easier this weekend. They get Kindersley and Wilkie again. So Macklin could be anywhere from 2-2 to 0-4.
Wow.
By the end of this weekend, and some other games scattered throughout the league. But I've got my eyes on Macklin because I think it's a big early season test to make sure they don't start 0-4 out on that Olympic sized ice in Macklin. So,
and that Rory Gregoire leading the league with Brett Bame, 13 points each. Rick Say right behind with 12 in the old Sask West.
Old Harrison there, all time leader. We saw on Twitter in the Sask West scoring. He was at the Ball Hockey Worlds. That's why he missed a couple games, and they won gold, I believe, actually. So he's a world champion now.
Wow.
At like 47 years old, 38, 39.
Doesn't stop. If we put a team in that, if they bring back the 35 and over rec hockey, we are calling him.
No doubt. I wonder if, so did you find anything out on that?
I'm efforting with Kelly McClintock, and Kelly is almost ready compiling. He's going to come on in the next week or so.
I have just one quick question. You obviously couldn't play senior and that, right?
Fuck, man. That's I don't know. We're going to have to ask Kelly.
How
would I know that?
And how do you know the local rules? Can you have a mailing address at Regina Beach and play in
boarded up trailer stuff?
They actually encourage that in the 35 and over rec.
Long Lake, the old Long Laketon Hockey League.
How about that Foam Lake Wynyard 5-4 overtime game Saturday, November 11th.
Okay,
that would have been buzzing.
Wynyard was up like through two, like they were up like 4-1 at some point. But there's more to this story. And we're not going to take as long as we did on the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League, but very similar situation in Wynyard. They had five imports for four spots. I think they tried to do a little sneaky, and maybe it got caught before this game. So they had they got the two Forsbergs, Baumel, Thomas, Parker Thomas, tinted visor guy.
Yeah.
And then they picked up Connor Hobbs, who just finished up an amazing career at the University of Saskatchewan level. So he's going to be an absolute stud in senior hockey. I'm pretty sure he had like 40 points from the back end in CIS last year. But anyway, they get caught right before this game. Hobbs is actually serving a suspension from his CIS days. I didn't realize that it carried over. He got like a hit to the head or a checking from behind or something in his last ever CIS game, which came with a suspension. So Connor Hobbs currently suspended. Sounds like Cole Baumel's the guy going to be the odd man out in their import room. I think actually Hobbs is related to the Jordans who play out there in Wynyard, Michael Jordan and Josh Jordan or whatever. So that's his tie into Wynyard, but haven't heard if Cole Baumel, who's a former Everett Silvertip, I believe, has landed on his feet. I'm sure he will be rewarded handsomely somewhere else.
I can't believe that they didn't find old Baumel. Where would they put the old box number? Maybe somewhere around the Quill Lakes. How about Kandahar? He lives. He's got a house in Kandahar. There's only like two houses in that town when you go through it. Dafo. But yeah, too bad there. Trying to pull the old sneaky.
Apparently, Connor Hobbs did his teaching practicum in Wynyard last year. So maybe they tried to say, oh, he lived in, like, he, yeah. Here's his utility bill from 2022. Does this work?
The plot thickens.
Maybe that's how they tried to get.
The Sask Hockey Cutlass Supreme guy driving around, you can't get nothing by him. He put winter tires on that thing this year. He's buzzing.
We record on Wednesday. Wynyard and Watrous are currently playing. Do we have any update on that game? Because I think that could severely affect our top 10. 8 o'clock puck drop out there.
I don't know.
Phone the rink.
If we had more time on our hands tonight, we'd probably phone the rink. I'll get an update here before the end of the show on those games going on tonight in the Long Lake Hockey League. But here's one that I got circled. Wynyard home again on Friday to the Wadena Wildcats. Ooh. Two of the heavies gonna go at it Friday night, so look forward to that one. Leroy and Wadena Saturday, and then Wynyard and Lanigan Saturday as well. Your cousin leading the way points wise too.
Four goal
game player. Jesse Shinkrat for the Leroy Braves, tied with Sim and Hobbins and Travis Mayan from Foam Lake. 5 points, all of those guys, one game each.
Yeah, I'd like to know that Wynyard Watrous score. Too bad they're playing that on a Wednesday.
Why does the Long Lake play every Wednesday? They must have a sponsorship. Wednesday Night Hockey brought to you by
the Imperial. Mainline. Yeah. What's that? What's that other place? Anyway. Yeah, no, it's too bad. That would have been a good one. Maybe we'll get an update.
After one period of play, Wynyard leads 2-1 over Watrous. Shots 19-15, 34 shots peppered on goal through one period. 2-1. I think it's too early to call, which is unfortunate because we got a show to do. But
it's going to be, yeah, the top 10 is going to be hard again. All right, Long Lake, that's enough. You get like tons of love all year. What league are we missing? League's, just that four banger. Crossroads.
The old four bang hasn't fired up. I think end of this month it gets going out there in the Bermuda Triangle of Kindersley, Crawford, Dawsland, out there in the West Cinch.
Quickly, boy, let's go to the old Sweetland Hockey League. Tisdale leading the way, 3-0 in the Sweetland. Quickly, last week, Jansen 6-5 over the St. Brew Lake Lenore rivals. Tight game on the 11th. So, and then this weekend, if you're in the area of Tisdale, Hudson Bay's in town, and Kinistino Jansen going to go at it. Both those teams should be pretty equal this year. Kinistino maybe a little bit better. Jansen's full of piss and vinegar. And Porcupine and Hudson Bay. So not a ton going on in the Sweetland, but we'll catch up with them maybe next week. A little more action going down.
Actually, heard that Jansen's been still recruiting from the old mine. A lot of former junior guys working at the mine, I guess. So they're going to be sneaky.
you would think they would have been have that freaking by July and August. It's like, oh, look at this resume. This kid played for, yeah, Everett. Hire him. This guy's way more qualified. Hire the hockey player.
Connor Vermeulen just added to the Jansen Jets roster. Where did he play? Played a little junior A, nothing crazy, but I think junior A is maybe elite at that Div 3 Wheatland level. So nice ad for Jansen.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
All right, let's get into the top 10 this week. As you just mentioned, for General Well, let's start with the honorable mentions. Who wants to rip off some of those this week? That list seems to grow all the time with over 100 teams in the province. Oh. Hard to narrow down.
Hard work here. Quickly, honorable mentions, Willow Cree and Rostern, both from the 2020 Twin River League. We like them both. Can't wait till they play each other. Might be worth the road trip. Willow Cree and Rostern, they are honorable mentions, along with Carlisle from the Big Sexy. And boys, honorable mention, we picked it. We like them, and we really want to try the burgers. The Glentworth Steakettes are an honorable mention.
I like it.
Bergs.
Nice. I like it.
All right, you guys take it away. Who's got number 10?
Number 10.
From the Big Six Hockey League, they drop this week. Just a victim of circumstance, really. It's hard to get all these good teams in. They win 14-0, but strength of the schedule maybe puts Mooseman at number 10. The Rangers.
Number 9.
Number 9, they're still skirting the law, keeping it under the wire, the Balcarres Bronx.
Oh, so many good jokes there.
Number 8.
Rock City, Rokenville, in at number 8.
Number 7.
From the Sask Alta Hockey League, undefeated 4-0, going to be 6-0. The Wainwright Rustlers are only Alberta team in the Saskatchewan Senior Hockey Top 10.
We love them. We love them. Number 6.
Number 6.
Up the 11, the Davidson Tornadoes. We like them.
No shells. The Davidson no shells.
Number 5.
Did the bakery sell in Wadena?
I don't think so.
Haven't heard.
Still going. Wadena, Wildcats, number 5 team in the province.
Number 4.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not completely sold on this team.
You said that, yeah.
I think this is a flash in the pan. I think they're going to be out of the top 10 soon. No offense. No hard feelings. I just know they've been outshot heavily in a couple of games, but they've old Boston there put up the wall a couple of times. The Milestone Flyers, number 4 this week.
How do you say no offense when that's all it is offensive?
It's not offensive. I just think we've bought in too much stock.
They're a flash in the pan.
I agree.
I think they're going to be so far from the top 10. I don't know. Number 4.
Number 3.
Boz's boys up there in Wilkie, the Outlaws.
Number 2.
Big game last night, and because of that game, in at the number 2 spot, the Watrous Winterhawks.
Is it you or me, Belts, the number 1 team this week?
Do it together,
you, buddy.
Like acapella.
The number 1 senior hockey team in the province.
No surprise, no change, status quo. Not sure how we move them until somebody beats them, which didn't happen very often the last couple of years. The Keniston Blizzards. Can't wait till they play Kyle. Can't wait till they play Davidson.
That is the General Well Servicing Top 10. General Well always hiring. Hey, boys, before we go, I want to give a quick plug to the Southeast Manitoba Hockey League. Down there, Warren leading the league 4-0. St. Anne is 3-0. I know we're starting to get some listeners in that area. I'm a big Verdun guy, big fan of Verdun, who's not even in that league. Ile du Chien, I love their gear.
What was the number 1 team?
Warren. Warren is 4-0.
Warren,
Manitoba.
The Buffets.
They hammered Ile du Chien 11-5 on November 12th.
Never heard of that town.
Warren and St. Anne in the Southeastern Manitoba Hockey League. Getting some love for those boys. We'll do the Verdun League next week. Morden is 1-1. Portage 0-3. All right.
You have it. I got to give this one to the, they've been supporting us from day one. Going to take you out with a song in honor of the boys in Theodore, the Buffs.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down. Do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in